and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, we've a shorter programme than normal this evening on account of an extended GAA programme with Tom Comack, which follows us. So let's get going straight away. Shortly, we'll be hearing about radical changes that could be on the way for fertiliser regulations. But first, the IFA National Potato Committee Chairman Thomas McKeown and IFA Potato Executive Pat Farrell are both coming to Donegal tomorrow to meet local potato farmers, to see what's happening here on the ground and to hear their views. I've been speaking with Thomas McKeown and I began by putting it to him that weather-wise, Donegal potato farmers have actually fared pretty well this year.
You have, Chris. You have got away with it again. from what I'm hearing, most growers are finished in up Donegal, up your area. Down by North Mead, there's at least 10% of the crop to be harvested, and the same in County Louth, Dublin and Wexford. Very, very heavy rain from the beginning of the month.
Now, acreage nationally, I think, was up a little bit this year, but the yield will not be.
No, well, the acreage is up on last year, but in Chris, last year, I think the acreage was down 10% on the year before, which was weather-related. Yields are okay, good in places, but we have a lot of trouble with screening and stuff like that. And now anything that's in the ground, we have extra issues with frost.
So you're coming up to Donegal, you'll be going to a yard or two, no doubt. And what sort of feedback are you expecting from the guys up here?
Well, I would hope that everyone would be in good enough form. The prices are okay. We won't complain about prices. Quality, cooking quality is absolutely excellent this year. So, and of all counties nearly in Ireland that grows potatoes, Donegal would be the hardest or the on quality, as people would be very, very fond of the floury potatoes. And as I say, the quality is very good, cooking quality. There are issues. We have issues, of course, coming up to Christmas. We hoping that the supermarkets won't put us out as loss leaders or something like that at Christmas, which has happened with a lot of the multiples over the last few years. And hopefully this year they won't. That they've realised that the woes that farmers have had in all sectors of farming, and that they won't do it.
Now, we've spoken about it before, imported chips in this country. A lot of people out there not aware of the fact that a lot of the chips that you get are imported. But that trend, there is a change there, and there is more Irish potatoes being used.
There is indeed, and I've actually come home from a meeting today in Kilkenny, where we were on a farmer's yard, where we had agronomists over from England, and there was 25 growers who are specialising in growing chip and potatoes. And every year the acreage is rising. It's a slow process, but we have had a great backing from both Chagas, Bord Bia and the Department of Agriculture. And we are getting in there. We have met with the largest chipping organisation here, the Italian chip and potatoes chip shops, and they are very keen for us to work on our product. If we produce the product for them, they will purchase off us.
Thomas, as well as the increasing market of home-produced potatoes for your local chipper, the growth in potato crisp manufacturing must also be good news for many potato farmers.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this is what I've been saying the last year or two. Farmers are diversifying. Farmers are, you know, we're not growing extra potatoes, but what we're doing is we're diversifying the product we're producing and trying to get as added value to it. And it's great to see it. It's absolutely brilliant to see it.
And finally, the outlook for the months ahead, with the prices being fairly stable at the moment, reasonably positive?
Reasonably, yes, I would be in. I would say, with the way the weather and the forecast is, there will be no more potatoes dug until the springtime. So there won't be the pressure of them potatoes for sale. A lot could happen with them in the ground between now and then, and you know, the weather is, we're at the lap of the gods no matter what happens in farming, be it in the springtime at planting or in the autumn at harvest, and it can have a big bearing on it. But no, it's looking okay. If the price should be okay this year going forward, be happy enough with it.
And that was Thomas McKeown, IFA National Potato Committee Chairman. Well, radical changes to fertiliser regulations have been proposed in the Department of Agriculture's draft plan to tackle ammonia and greenhouse gas emissions. To tell me more, here's Barry Cassidy, news correspondent with the Irish Farmers Journal.
Yeah, look, as you outlined there yourself, you know, agriculture has a job to do in terms of tackling emissions, no different to any other sector. I suppose positively in the department's draft plan, there's no plans for reduction in herd size. But what that does mean is that we will have, you know, as you said, radical changes to other methods of how we're farming. And one of those particularly is fertiliser. We see currently is that our Irish farmers are using about 400,000 tonnes of nitrogen every year. And that's predominantly through the form of urea or CAN. Now, the department wants to see that really, I suppose, replaced by protected urea. You know, have and CAN sales by 2022. And outlawing the use of urea on grassland by 2025 and replacing all that with standard urea. Now, for farmers, what this will mean is, I suppose, an additional cost in terms of standard urea is about an extra €50 a tonne over your conventional urea. But what you will see is a reduction, particularly in ammonia emissions coming off those fertilisers.
And is this likely to happen across the EU, or are we going to have different standards in different countries?
Well, I guess this is a Department of Agriculture and an Irish-driven move. It's not something that's being implemented on us down from the EU. I suppose the EU already has its controls on us in terms of what fertiliser we can and can't use through the form of the nitrate derogation and those regulations around those. So we do have an upper limit of 170 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, rising to 250 if you're in derogation. Across the EU, I suppose every other country will have their own plans to tackle their emissions. And what makes us unique, I guess, is that it's our grassland form of agriculture. No other country in the EU, you know, across the world, bar New Zealand, really, has the same way of producing. And for that, it means that we do put out quite a large amount of nitrogen in terms of getting those perennial rye grasses and other grasses growing. Look, it's going to cost, but I suppose what the department have pointed out is that they would much rather incentivise farmers rather than penalise. I suppose they, you know, regulation is a blunt tool. You know, if we can incentivise farmers to make that shift away through maybe subsidising the price of standard urea, then I suppose that would be a much more positive way of getting those changes across.
And unless there's some sort of legislation, I suppose there's always the danger that you could have imports coming in that may not meet this new criteria.
Well, look, I guess for us, you know, growing grass has been something that's been pointed out as that it's our competitive advantage. If we can grow grass and meet our climate change target at the same time, I guess there's a double benefit there when it comes to selling the products off that you can command a higher price if you're able to demonstrate to the consumer that product was grown in a way that, you know, is not only traceable and safe, it's also, you know, meeting what is that this growing demand for food to also be sustainable. I guess the key thing to keep in mind here is that sustainability for a farmer as well is not only environmental, it's economic too.
And finally, Barry, this is very much at the draft stage. Have we any idea of sort of what type of timeline there is?
Yeah, look, it's something that's been pointed out again and again in that, you know, we can avoid having to reduce our herd size, but we do have to take action, and we have to take that action sooner rather than later. So the department has this plan. It's called Ag Climatise. It's open for public consultation at the moment. I suppose they've set out the targets. It's unlikely we're going to see a rollback in those targets, but they are looking for feedback. They really want buy-in from everyone, not only farmers, but also other stakeholders, your Chagas and your Board Bias, and, you know, everyone else who has a vested interest in seeing agriculture meet its targets, which is a reduction of 10 to 15% by 2030. So the message is, I think, the sooner we start, the sooner we can get there. You know, if we keep prolonging this, it's only going to make it harder in a couple of years down the line.
And that was Barry Cassidy, news correspondent with the Irish Farmers Journal. Well, that's it for this evening's shortened programme. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.